Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Let's celebrate episode 400 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the world's longest running athletic recruiting education podcast. As the introduction said, my name is Brent Hanks, and I'm the owner and CEO of Recruit Me, an athletic recruiting education business. The celebration is that the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the longest running athletic recruiting podcast in the world. I bought the Recruit Me education business from its founder, John Fugler, in June of 2020. John produced 203 weekly episodes starting back in October of 2015. I've had the great fortune to take over and publish episodes 204 through this 400th episode. I truly enjoy finding recruiting subjects, researching recruiting subjects, doing interviews with current and past student athletes, and parents of student athletes, college coaches, and other helpful recruiting people. My almost 200 episodes help to answer the how to start, the when to start, and how to get recruited questions that student athletes and families ask thousands and thousands of times. Recruits at every high school age and every sport benefit from the many episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. On the Recruit-Me website, I have almost all the 200 episodes in categories. The categories are high school freshman year, high school sophomore year, high school junior year, and high school senior year. The category of interviews, interviews with parents, interviews with college athletes, interviews with coaches, steps of recruiting, college and high school sports experiences, myths about athletic scholarships, questions, tuition, NCAA, NAIA, and JUCO, eligibility and eligibility centers, athletic seasons, a school or college list, recruiting research, recruiting advice, general info, stats, accolades and accomplishments, official and unofficial visits, academic or core courses, and recruiting resources. Some of the episodes are listed in more than one category. If there are any subjects you want me to research and do an episode on, please contact me, Brent, B-R-E-N-T, at recruit-me.com. Or text me or call me at 417-299-5577. Not only do episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast help to get you recruited, but many help you to prepare, both physically and mentally, for your college and your sport. Not only does Recruit Me and the Athletic Scholarship want to get you to a college, but we want you to stay at your college choice and have a good experience. We don't want you to be surprised by the rigor of both the academics and the sports training that you will encounter on a college campus. To help us celebrate, I've invited the Athletic Scholarship Podcast founder and past host, John Fugler. I thought we'd just do a short interview, but as usual, both him and I talked for a little longer than a short interview. Here's the 19 minutes as John and I talk about what John is doing now, what inspired him to start Recruit Me and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, and what John still advises you, the student athlete and the parents, to do to get recruited and what to do throughout the recruiting process. With that, here is the 400th episode celebration interview with John Fugler. John, welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You're kind of familiar with this format. So what are you doing these days?
Well, Brett, first let me say congratulations. Episode 400. That is phenomenal. The longest running podcast in athletic scholarships, and you're keeping it going. So my baseball cap, hats off to you.
Well, I'm still trying to catch up to you. I'm not quite 200 some episodes, and you were just a little over 200. So here in a couple weeks, we'll be equals, and hopefully I'll surpass you after you started the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So
I can see you coming up on my shoulder here. So
so what are you doing these days, and how's your family?
Oh, well, thank you. And so I'm serving with an organization that is a global media organization called TWR, or Transworld Radio. I've been doing that for a few years, enjoying it as we take hope to people around the world and it's been really rewarding ahead of our content. And that's been a real challenge, but it's been great at the same time. My family, yeah, those boys that were part of the birth of Recruit Me, they are now parents. They're married parents. We've got 9 grandchildren from those 2 boys and their wives. So those twin boys and our daughter, who's 2 years older than they are, she is still single and living on the West Coast. So everybody's growing up and the family's getting bigger. My wife and I are just trying to figure out how to get to see everybody. We're in North Carolina. We've got one family in Tampa, another one in Colorado Springs, another one in San Diego. So it's a busy time just trying to get from here to there.
Well, they're a long ways away, but those are some beautiful places to go visit, aren't they?
Indeed. That's the good thing about it. You know, we can pick the right season and go to the right place.
You kind of got into the recruiting through your boys. Where did they end up going and how did that spur you?
Sure. Well, it all started, folks, before the turn of the century. Believe it or not, that wasn't too long ago, just the late 90s. And our kids, all 3 of them were in high school, and our boys were athletes. Our daughter went, she was an athlete too, but really went in the music route of it. And I didn't have experience there and couldn't help her with that. But our boys played a couple sports. One of them was baseball, which is they pursued for an athletic scholarship and went through that whole process with them on our own. And they ended up attending the Air Force Academy. One boy played a year there. The other played 4 years. And it was the culmination of all the work that I did and they did to really see this happen. And they were really blessed. God blessed them to be able to compete there on scholarship. And out of that then grew the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System, whereby we took everything we did as a family. We had it documented, we systematized it. My good friend Ron Johnston stepped in and we created Recruit Me, started getting that out to families around the world, really. And we saw and have seen so many be recruited, many receive athletic scholarships, get a real understanding in this whole thing. And Brent, you really have taken it to the next level.
So when you were going through the recruitment with your sons, what background did you have in recruiting? And then why did you want to go ahead and take it on to help other families once the boys got recruited?
Well, my background in recruiting is I didn't get recruited when I was in high school. I was a baseball player, hard-throwing left-handed pitcher. You'd think a left-handed pitcher who threw really hard. I threw 120 miles an hour, Brent, in my dreams. And so back then it was totally different when I was in high school, and you really had to, I did it on my own. I mean, I went and visited some schools. I had a high school coach that helped me get an introduction at one school, went down through for that coach in the gym. You can't do that anymore unless it's NAIA. I went through that process, ended up at a D1 school, played ball in the Big Ten. Great experience. But when we started with our kids, our boys, I had to learn, and I did learn, and then we went through the process ourselves. In fact, we did pay a consulting service to help us, but we did most of the work ourselves. So it was a learning experience. I experienced what it was like not to be recruited and go through the process not the right way, and then we went through the process the right way with our boys and learned all the way through that.
Well, and that's what attracted me to you and Recruit Me, because our stories are very, very similar. I did not find Recruit Me till after Parker signed his national letter of intent. And through some research, I found you and we got acquainted. I didn't know how to get recruited back whenever I was coming out of high school into college. And we kind of stumbled around and ended up having a very similar philosophy on how families should get involved with the recruiting. And that's how our relationship developed.
Yeah, that was neat. I remember we talked about this before we started recording, that I was interviewing you as a guest, as a father of a D1 athlete. You know, that was a few years ago. You were a guest on my podcast. Now the tables are turned. And I'll tell you, you have become an expert at this through experience, with your kids, through the coaching you've done with other parents as well. You've really immersed yourself into this. And what you're doing is so much needed. I mean, we can help parents and families do this the right way on their own, save a lot of time, a lot of money, and really come together as a family. That's what it's all about.
And you've always said saving time and money. I have added anxiety to that. So I don't say that we get rid of anxiety in the recruiting process, but we diminish the anxiety a little bit.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you're working on that.
So you've got a background in media. You actually have a podcast, I believe, that you're doing now, and you have been an author. So tell us a little bit about that stuff, and then we'll get into how you started the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.
Sure. Well, the first book I wrote was about athletic scholarships, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and I learned about writing and publishing, self-published that, and after that did a companion journal that goes with it, and planner. But what I'm doing now is I've written a number of books, faith-based books, devotionals that are 30-day devotionals. I've put out several of those, and then most recently wrote a book with a very interesting title, and it came out last year. Silence Your Inner Pharisee is what it's called. That's something I've been speaking on. I've been doing a podcast. I got a podcast that is called Retreating with God. It's 3 days a week. It's helping people retreat with God 3 days a week, 10 to 15 minutes a day. And so I've been doing a lot of that. So it's my media background. I just gravitate towards podcasting and other things that I do here, writing and just the whole gambit of it.
Now, I'm not saying that we're old, but the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, when you started it, podcasting was pretty new, wasn't it?
It was very new. I'm trying to figure out when I started. I thought it was... 400 episodes? I thought it was like 2015 or 16,
yes,
something
I believe
like that.
It was. Yes.
We were doing monthly or twice a month and then went to weekly. I mean, Apple Podcasts was about the only, that was the only podcast app out there at the time. It was really hard to find podcasts. They weren't being promoted that much. People heard the word podcast and wondered, how do I get a podcast? What is a podcast? But there we were with the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.
And what kind of drove you to not only write the books and to have the system that you put together, the Recruit Me 3.0 system, but to go ahead and do a podcast?
Well, I think it was a real good fit because some people learn audibly. Some people learn by reading. Some people learn by face-to-face instruction. I just felt this was another avenue. And I felt really comfortable. I mean, being a radio guy, doing a podcast was not that hard. I would just get in my home studio, get my notes out and my outline and just go for it. And I felt really comfortable in that environment. And I felt I could communicate personally with people too. There's a real trust factor in this, as you probably know, Brent. Why would somebody trust you or trust me with the future of their kids? Why would they not go with somebody else, a friend, another coach or something like that? What is it that would raise that trust factor so that it's higher? I think podcasting has a way of doing that. You get a chance to present yourself and be pretty transparent. And that was my objective. And then you get in conversations with people as a result of that. They get to know you as a person before they'll entrust you with the future of their kids.
And John, what were some of the subjects that you kind of remember or that you still maybe think about that you like to talk about with student athletes and parents? What are some of those ones that you thought were very important?
Well, I think there are ones that are still true today because I run into parents and athletes all the time and they're just beginning the process. One of them is where to start. How do I start? There's a lot of information out there on the internet, but people don't really know how to put all that together. And what do I do first? When do I start? Just get a handle on something to get out of the starting gate. And I'd like to help people on those lines, as well as give parents and students the feeling that they can do it themselves because they can. Just because they're pouring a lot of money, say, into a recruiting service or a consultant, doesn't mean the job is going to get done. They have to invest themselves personally. So as long as you're going to invest yourself personally, if you've got the knowledge base and you've got the time, why don't you just go ahead and do it? Because you want to make that decision. That is that final decision. You want to be able to make that. So be informed all along the way. Become an expert yourself. You can do it yourself. And I think instilling that confidence in parents and giving them the tools and the information that they need, a step-by-step roadmap, that still excites me. And even as we talk about it today, I look back and I say, that's immediately what comes to mind, to be able to provide that roadmap, provide the confidence, provide the steps and the tools that parents and athletes can follow.
Well, and what you created and what hopefully I've continued to do, I tell people it's a DIY, it's a do-it-yourself. Matter of fact, I've had a couple of podcasts lately, episodes lately, talking about the student athlete has to be the fire in it. And then that the parents are kind of, they're kind of flaming the fire in the background. If people listen to old episodes that are still on the recruit-me.com website, they will hear me mirror what you've been what you talked about for 200 episodes and what you're saying today. So I appreciate that. I am not inventing anything. I think both of us are just trying to pass along information that we experienced and trying to make it easier to answer again, the how to starts, the when to starts, and what to do during the recruiting process.
Yeah. And I think it's about taking the mystery out of it, Brent, and you've done that. And I've appreciated as I've listened to the podcast and heard some of the guests you've had on and your real world experience, you are taking the mystery out of it. It's almost like as parents, they look at this curtain and they're wondering, how can I pull back the curtain and see what's on the other side to get to that scholarship for my son or daughter? Same thing with the student athletes. And you've been able to pull back the curtain and take the mystery out of it. So it's the how-tos, it's the where the rubber meets the road, making it happen. And taking that mystery out gives a confidence to the families as they move forward. So I appreciate the way you've done that. I think I started doing that, but man, you actually go deeper than I did. It's priceless what the parents are gaining from the resources you put out there.
Well, it's actually free, John. That's the fun thing about it is, giving free and inexpensive resources. Parents and families spend a lot of money on travel and on equipment and on coaches. And I think you and I found that we don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get $1,000 scholarship. That's the scary thing is a lot of the opportunities to play a college sport, you don't get a lot of money to play those sports.
Most families see what's on TV or what they read online with the signing stories and that type of thing. And they put those big name, big sport stories in there and think that that's the norm. And I think educating families on what really is the norm is important.
Again, we're celebrating the 400th episode, which you got started back years ago and kind of want to finalize here was what's maybe a special piece of recruiting advice that you would still give to a high school student athlete and their families?
Outside the fact that you really can do it yourself. And secondly, I encourage you that there is the right fit, which is important. You don't just want to get a scholarship and it's not going to be a right fit and you may transfer after a year. There is a place for you as a student athlete where you can receive a scholarship to play at the school of your choice. I kind of underline it that way. I want to, if I'm on a practical level, stay organized. This is a wild world that you're getting into with recruiting. You're going to get a lot of contacts in a lot of different ways from coaches and schools, and you're going to make contacts. And before it can get out of hand and it can be a real burden unless you stay organized. Keep track of the communications. Keep track of what you've said to coaches, what you've sent to coaches, what the conversations you've had, the visits you've had. It's important to keep that all under control in a practical place that you can do it, whether you write it down or whether you do it online or whatever you do, but keep track of the steps you've taken to different schools. When communication is so important with these coaches. And if you say the wrong thing to the wrong coach because you forgot which coach said this and you said this something to another one, and if you get that out of line, you can really damage the relationship. You want to be honest, you want to be candid, but at the same time, you want to make sure you've got your communication right and communication path together with all these schools and coaches. So stay organized. Secondly, if I give it another bonus here, is work together. The parents have certain responsibilities and the student athletes have certain responsibilities. This isn't just a parent thing where you're going out to get the scholarship for your kids because it's going to save you money. This is something you have to do together. If the athlete isn't buying into it, then they're not going to value it as much as you do. there are things, and Brent, you teach this, and it's in the system, the recruitment system, the things that that you can do as teamwork, parent and athlete. So I say, stay organized, work together as a team. There is a place for you, student athlete. There is a good fit, because I believe that every student athlete can get recruited and get a scholarship at a school that is the best fit for them.
I probably won't wait until episode 500 to talk to you again, because you could step right in and do this every week. There's no reason for me to write new episodes, John. I just need to give you a call and do an interview with you every week.
No, I actually enjoy the interviews you're doing with all these other people. And I might add to you saying, well, John, so you're promising me money at whatever school I want to go to. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's got to be the right fit. You may think that you're a D1 athlete when you should really be at a D3, and you say D3 doesn't offer athletic scholarships, but Brent, you and I both know they offer some things. They don't call them athletic scholarships. There's a place where you can have your education, maybe not completely paid for, but they can help you out at each level, whether it's D1, D2, D3, NAIA. There's help that can be given to you, whether it be financial aid or academic help. But you want to make sure you're in the right place. That is so important.
And I tell student athletes and families, not everybody needs to go on and play their sport in college, but if you have an opportunity, try to go grab the ring. You and I were involved in college programs. Our kids were involved in college programs. There's a lot more to getting to play a college sport than just the games and being on the field. And we see benefit in that. And I think that's why we try to pass along as much information, not only to get into a college, but to get prepared to get into a college. And like you said, make that the right fit for you when you get there. And hopefully it'll be a great 4 or 5 year experience for you at the college that you choose. Well, John, I appreciate the time that you've taken from the Carolinas there, and we'll let you get back to doing what you do on a daily basis. And we truly appreciate you starting this back in 2015. And I hope to continue in your name and hopefully catch you and pass you on. And we'll try to get back with you and get you on for another one of these milestones.
Thank you, Brent. It's always a great time talking with you.
Thank you to John for his time today and influence over the years. Also, thank you for listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Please like and subscribe to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and continue to listen to gain valuable recruiting advice and information. Please share these episodes with other student athletes and their families too. Join me next Tuesday for the start on the road to 500 episodes that will help you get recruited and get an athletic scholarship.